It's the practice squad. Your host, David Schmidt. Producer Jordan Stogler, how
What's
you doing?
What's up? How are you guys doing? I have an abracadabra bubble in my mouth. Sorry. Yeah.
Delicious. Craig Garman playing the spring drums.
What's up?
To DJ Fresh Kid. And Philly, what's happening, man?
Not much.
Another week. We are through week 14 of the NFL season. And the Browns are gaining some momentum. When was the last time you heard that? Or I guess this late in the season.
I don't remember our last meaningful December, honestly.
You have abracadabra sauce on the
room. Sorry. I'll get it out of here. But, you know, we're in the mix and it's fun. Our playoff scenario is highly unlikely.
But it's a possibility.
It's a possibility. We're not out of it.
Do the Bengals still have a playoff possibility?
Like 1%?
We can still win the division.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, that's possible.
It's math. There is some, like, ridiculous stuff. But yeah.
Bengals went out and everybody else dies. That's the only
essentially
choice that we have. Titans won a big one on Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Oh, he's smiling.
Huge one.
He's happy.
Well, I mean, at least every game from here on out's a big one. But
yeah,
the way we beat them is made me happy.
Yeah. So, just Sundays at this point for Bengals fans are an exercise in depression. And I don't know, it's just getting worse and worse. But I was happy for you, Jordan. I was happy for the Browns fans to get that. I think Baker is legit, man.
I hope so. I'm still not sold just because I think I have, you know, the whole.
Yeah.
My lifetime of what I've seen.
Yeah.
So I think he is. He's looking good. I'm hesitant to, like, throw myself and hug him.
Well, you're wearing his t-shirt right now.
I'm really not sure about that. I will buy all of his merch.
Love his merch.
So, yeah, we'll get into all this tonight. That was funny. And then we'll talk about our picks. We were 2-2 last week after coming off two perfect weeks. I don't think back-to-back. Were they back-to-back? No.
No.
So we had a perfect week, and then we went 500 this week. So, a push. And our draft, someone fill me in, is 15 or 16.0?
16.0.
Okay, we'll call it 16.0. It's going to be, help me out with this, guys. It's,
okay, so it's items you'd want from movies
as a Christmas present.
Yeah. Okay.
So, let's say I want, for example,
Apollo 13.
No.
If you want the shuttle.
No, we can't, like, no, let's say, I will put stipulations in later, but let's say I want the mask from The Mask.
Okay.
That would be something.
That would be one.
Okay. I don't want that.
Well, thanks for stealing my answer, but no. So, yeah, we'll get into that. Do we have over-unders or not? Overrated, underrated for later?
We have some overrated, underrated.
So, we have a jam-packed show, and we're going to break for some messages, and we'll be right back.
Looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And it's time to reserve your space for your Christmas get-together. Just call Corey or Jared now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at noon for their pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying, it's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a work.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
going to be a big party next summer, so don't miss your chance to get your tickets now for Win on the Wabash next August 23rd and 24th. $240,000 worth of prizes, including cash, ATVs, golf carts, firearms, a hot tub, and a whole lot more. There will also be live music from Erastus and Salt Creek. Tickets for this big two-day party are $100, and there will only be 3,000 tickets sold. Get your tickets and mark your calendars for Friday and Saturday nights, August 23rd and 24th. There will be 95 valuable prizes given away with a winner drawn every 5 minutes. 25 cash prizes of at least $1,000 on up to the grand prize of $25,000 cash. Purchase your tickets online at wowraffle.com and many Fort Cover businesses, as well as businesses in St. Henry, Coldwater, Fort Laramie, Rizales, and Lima. A complete list of ticket vendors is available online at wowraffle.com. Don't wait. Get your tickets today before they're all gone for Win on the Wabash. 95 big prizes, lots of cash, a big party, live entertainment, and free weekend camping. Get tickets and details at wowraffle.com and find us on Facebook and Twitter to check out our early bird giveaways. Don't miss out on the biggest party this area has ever seen. Friday and Saturday, August 23rd and 24th, 2019. Win on the Wabash. Get your tickets now.
Squad, give us a call, 419-516-0702, if you'd like to discuss the Bengals' horrible loss yesterday, and or the Browns.
Not bad.
They competed. Or the Browns' resounding victory. Or follow us, hit that follow button on FR Practice Squad on Twitter. Sometimes we have fun polls up there, you know, guys, right?
Super fun.
And
hilarious.
One every other week, man.
Yep.
Crazy.
A lot of action going on over there. We need a social media manager, but
so many
pools. Neil has told me it's not in the budget.
No.
So right now we're trying to manage down our own.
Do we even have a budget?
$0.
Yeah.
Sure. So the budget.
It's tough.
Yeah.
Tough to do anything.
Yeah. But that's okay. You know, we just got to get some sponsors first, guys. So anyway, Bengals played. They played the Chargers. That 4 o'clock game, I tell you, I like it. I wish.
Why?
I don't know. Just kind of like you feel different. Like, oh, I can watch all these 1 o'clock games and I don't have to. I'll just watch the 4 o'clock game after
I got
that.
A lot of stuff done in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And then I just chilled out.
I would prefer that they played at 4 o'clock every Sunday.
Because
typically that's when I'm done doing stuff. It's like, till then I have to do stuff.
Yeah, I understand.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
You know, because I always got to work in the morning, and then Tori wants me to, like, put up Christmas lights or move boxes or something.
Because me and Leanne, we like to do our stuff early.
Yeah.
So, like, I still get it done by 1, but it's nice that you had till 4 to get it done.
Yep. So that was clutch. Didn't get to see a whole lot of the game. So, Garmin, you're going to have to kind of fill me in. I saw the last quarter, basically, a little bit less. And I saw part of the – I saw the Jeff Driskel play that was dumb.
Yeah, that's
where
an actual
it should have been
though.
A touchdown, and it wasn't.
Did anyone else see that?
What?
No, what happened?
Jeff Driskel juked out. What didn't juke out?
Yes, I did.
Al Rambosa.
He was down before and then, the line, or he wasn't? No.
And then he went to score a touchdown, and then
I wasn't watching.
He got in and scored a touchdown.
That was the play. I mean, so basically, essentially what happened was he scrambled. I will retweet the video from the Twitter account.
Yes,
basically,
follow along. At FR Practice Squad.
Basically, there's a new rule that says that if a quarterback now, like, you know, like typically when a quarterback runs and they slide, they're giving themselves up. And the second they give themselves up, that's where they spot the ball. So now if a quarterback dives head first, he is giving himself up. So Jeff Driskel escaped from Joey Bosa, which I thought for sure he was going to get sacked.
Yep.
And then dove for a touchdown, like to dive into the end zone,
mm-hmm.
and they ruled him as down.
At like the 1 yard line.
At the 1 yard line because he gave himself up.
And then the Bengals, we've been preaching all year, like Marv needs to be aggressive. And so, like on fourth and goal, they're going to go for it. Guess what happened?
He didn't get it.
False start.
Yeah.
False start, field goal.
From who?
Alex Redmond, who is the worst offensive lineman in the world. How many times did that happen? A couple times, Garmin, where there were false starts when, like, on crucial downs.
Yeah, it's like especially like it feels like every time. Like now, it's stupid because Marvin's like, yeah, well, sure, we'll start going for our fourth downs when it doesn't matter.
Yeah, they went for it on like their own 35, right on the fourth and one, and they didn't get it. You know, and they don't quarterback sneak it; they hand it off, and it's just horrible.
Well, that was the thing, like, because Bruce Arians is in the booth, mm-hmm. and he is just ripping Marvin apart because he's like, you got a
trying to get that coaching job.
Well, he's like, you got this huge quarterback,
yeah,
and then you hand it off to the guy,
well, 4 yards behind you,
4 yards behind him, yeah. But the one thing I will take away from that I've been complaining about for like the entire season is that finally Joe Mixon got a full workload.
And how'd he do?
He did really well. Like, I mean, he had a really nice game. The thing that was ridiculous, in my opinion, was that maybe it's just the NFL that we're in now, like the era, but he had like, they're like, oh man, Joe Mixon's going to sleep good tonight. He's got like 18 carries.
Yeah.
I'm like, give him 10 more.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I remember watching the game where Seth Benson had like 38 carries against the Bears.
Yeah. That was awesome that game, was, too.
It's too old school.
I know, it is. Like, it's just ridiculous now. Like, I don't know. I mean, he didn't seem tired.
Do you feel like Driscoll played like just as good as Andy Dalton could have?
I think, well, a little bit, because so the thing that was ridiculous was the first half, they really did what they did in the last game where they're just like dumping off stuff to the side.
Yeah.
And then once they started like, okay, well, we need to catch up, that's when they kind of opened it up a little bit mm-hmm. and started doing well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if you saw, but I was like, okay, well, this is going to be another typical game where we give up, like, we lose like 40 to nothing.
Yeah.
They had 155 yards in the first quarter.
The Chargers did? The
Chargers did. They were on pace for 600 yards.
Yeah, I was... So, sorry, I'm going to butt in here.
Go ahead.
I was in the playoffs for fantasy. I don't know if you guys know that.
Congratulations.
Yes, guys. Pat on the back.
Yep. So I was facing A-Balls, who has a pretty good team. Yeah. I was okay, I'm going to get killed.
Yeah.
So my hopes
Lights, Kamara, action.
Yep. So he has Alvin Kamara, Tyreek Hill.
So you're kind of like the Bengals in fantasy football. Just make it to it, then lose first round.
I mean, yeah, I guess this year, but, you know, you're like the Browns of our fantasy league.
I am, out, actually. Out. 4 wins, just let everyone know they got 5 now.
So. But, like, so within the first, like, 5 minutes, Phillip Rivers had a touchdown. I don't know, 5 minutes, but
yeah.
He was off to a good start. Dak Prescott off to a horrible start. And even Tyreek Hill was off to like a horrible start. And the fourth quarter is that Tyreek Hill and Dak Prescott put up just like annihilated me. So
yeah.
I was like, hey, they're not doing anything. Dak Prescott had like 4 points mm-hmm. going into like the end of the fourth quarter.
End
of the third quarter.
It was insane because like I was just looking randomly and Amari Cooper had like 10 points. And then I feel like it was an hour later, I saw he had like 50 points.
Yeah. He had like 3 touchdowns.
But
yeah, apparently their defense played better later on.
They did. They really did. And going back to like Joe Mixon.
Sound defeated.
Like
it's
he
whatever.
26 carries and 111 yards and a touchdown and then, you know, 5 catches for 27 yards. So they used him.
Yeah.
And in the second half, like, you know, there's that cliche with some of those backs where the more touches they get, the more steam they get.
It's a workhorse.
That's kind of what it seemed like. And they were really controlling the game with running the ball.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's just stupid because it's late in the year now because you can't do anything about it. But
yeah.
If I'm looking at his carries and it's just like 13, 11, 12.
Okay, so we've had a lot of frustration being Bengals fans, but is this the most frustrating season of all time?
Not really.
What would you... Well, I guess...
Well, the only reason I'm saying is because...
I mean, how far are you going back?
Well, I mean, I'm not saying this is because at this point, I just kind of accepted it. So, like, when we were having that game-tying drive, quote-unquote...
Yeah.
And for me, I'm like, let's score the touchdown but not get the 2-point conversion and lose the game.
Yeah, so we get better draft picks.
So, like, we're in this really weird limbo spot where Joe Goodberry was tweeting that if we win and a couple other teams who could win next week, like, we're at 11 right now.
Yeah.
If we win next week and a couple other teams win, then we fall to 17.
Yeah.
Like, we could legit get into the top 10.
Let's lose.
That's all I'm saying,
there's a lot of media, like, 4-win teams and 5-win teams.
It's really great.
4-9, 5-8.
Yeah.
Where that's what I'm saying. Like, I want to see us do well. I want to see the players progress. Like, John Ross caught another touchdown. John Ross still looks good.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see...
Tyler Boyd's good.
I want to see that stuff, but let's just hang up the L. You know, let's get that.
I think Hugh's going to be the head coach.
It's my fear. Like, that's my biggest fear.
Like, it makes sense now that they brought him in and they're, like, grooming him for the head coach and they're going to make Marvin go, like, to the front office.
What was Marvin... Or what did they say? They're giving Marvin the chance if he wants to come back or not?
Yeah, that's what they did last year.
Well, fire him if you want. I mean, don't give him that chance.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's basically he'll sit down with Mike Brown, and they'll have a talk. Well, Marv, it'll be up to you if you want to coach next year or you want to walk away.
Do you think they're worried they can't get anybody better?
I think I can't imagine
they're not going to pay for anybody.
They're delusional.
Do you think anyone wants that
literally
job?
Anybody yes. is better than Hugh Jackson. Based on
I agree.
On record.
Yeah, you're right.
So that's preposterous.
I don't know if anybody.
Garmin, like, would you rather have.
Spend any money.
Garmin, would you rather have Mike Mularkey or Hugh Jackson?
Ooh.
Like, if it's somebody like that.
Yeah.
I don't even care.
Well, why are those our options?
And well, because I just don't think, like, one of the, like, cool.
Don't.
Coaches are going to the Bengals.
This is where we will butt heads and disagree. You're acting like we're this giant dumpster fire, which we are not. There is talent on our team. You're acting like we're some horrendous squad.
Yeah. Like, I think there's talent. There's I think talent, it's beyond but, the talent on the team, though. I mean, it's like the same.
Like, but you're like, can we even lure anyone in? Yeah, can you? Do you want, like, do you want some young coach who wants to, like, one of the up-and-coming backs in the league? You got John Ross, Tyler Boyd, AJ Green. You just got to fix some of the offensive line and fix some of the linebacker issues. Like, the defensive line, like, that was one of the best they've looked all season.
I won't argue that there's not talent.
Do you guys really make I think any they might. Free agency signings on the offseason?
Not really.
No.
See, that's like the thing. I'm sure some coaches...
When we traded for Cordy Glenn this offseason, that was kind of unprecedented. Like, we just don't really do that.
Yeah. It's like you don't throw your money around to get, like, the top, you know, offensive
lineman. We more do through the draft. But I still will make the argument that, like, free agency isn't the same in the NFL as it is, like, in the NBA. You're not going to make or break your team, really.
Oh, yeah, I know. But you can still find a solid player.
Oh, you can. No, I don't disagree with that.
I mean,
that.
If you got a lot of needs for your draft this year, if you can find a solid player to bring him in, then you don't need him
anymore. Don't you have a lot of draft picks?
We do.
Yeah, mid-round.
Yeah. I've been watching a lot of quarterback
so that videos. That pretty much says that you guys ain't going to make any free agency.
You're not going to. Well, you might.
Not going to what?
Like, make a move.
Trade up?
Yeah.
No. We're
going to stay the same. We're going to have Hugh Jackson.
We've only traded up like four or five times in our franchise's history.
We're going to have Andy Dalton. We're going to have AJ
Green. So whatever pick you have, that's the pick you're going to get, or if you trade down.
We're going to have the same team next year, and it's a flip of a coin whether or not
you'll have to get a quarterback in the first two rounds.
Yeah.
It'd have to be first round, I'd say.
Is Haskins going to be a top 15 pick?
He might be the number one quarterback.
Yeah, probably.
Him and the kid from Oregon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Tua can't go out, right?
No.
Tua can't. I've been looking at some of the guys because I think
Jake Fromm is like Andy Dalton, isn't he?
I think in the first round, I think we probably need to go linebacker or offensive line.
Yeah.
Like get one of those top 10 guys.
Have we looked at a mock draft? Yeah, have you looked?
I haven't, but I've been looking at a lot of the quarterbacks. I like this
LSU linebacker.
I like Will Grier.
Yeah.
I like Will Grier. He's a guy that could be good. That
you sitting out the bowl game.
Yeah. But
not,
I mean,
not
like,
a playmaker.
Not a team player.
He's a guy you can get, though, like in the second, third round. I don't know how far he'll fall. But what about? Has anyone seen any highlights of this Tyree Jackson from Buffalo?
No.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I have. He's pretty.
He's like 6'7", 240 pounds, and he can run like a deer, and he's got a rifle.
Oh, Super Bowl.
He's a guy that's like, he's got all these intangibles. But
Josh Allen. 2.0.
Kind of. Can he put it together? I'd like to take a shot on something like that. Like, I'm really kind of liking Tyree Jackson.
Yeah, but, like, you put him under Hugh. Is he going to coach him up?
Let's not pretend like Hugh's going to be our coach.
Like, even Marvin.
I know.
Both of those coaches are probably not. I mean, they might.
Like, Bucky Brooks or somebody today said it was going to happen.
I thought Logan Woodside would have panned out.
Yeah, he got a DUI like a week before camp.
Did he?
And he wore like two chains at practice.
That's
like,
awesome.
Like necklaces.
I remember them, yeah, because they're joking around calling him two chains.
And then he like never played. Apparently he was like super cocky, and then they just were like,
Why wouldn't he be from Toledo?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, he's a former from Alabama, and he transferred to Toledo.
The Titans picked him up and put him on the practice squad, and I don't think he's...
But like, this is how ridiculous it is as a Bengals fan. If you listen to the 700 in the winter, in the summertime, like, you get people legitimately calling in like, so how's Logan Woodside look?
Yeah.
You think he's going to chase Andy Dalton?
Yeah.
People are like, no.
It's going to be Andy Dalton.
Shut up.
Yeah. Yeah, and so I guess I think Driscoll is at least kind of fun to watch another quarterback because he's like running around and like extending plays and he's athletic. And
he is.
So that was kind of fun.
Say, he brings a different game to it.
He's got a pretty good arm, too.
Oh, yeah. I think he's got a better arm, and he's more agile, but I just think Dalton's smarter and more accurate.
I would tend to agree.
So,
but at this point in the season, I don't really care if he's taking shots, you know, and he's not really being safe, because who cares?
Yeah, you have nothing to lose.
Yeah, so, I don't know. It's just, who do they play next week?
Oakland.
It's Oakland,
Cleveland.
Do you want to win?
No, I hope they lose. I mean, I don't hope they. I hope they win.
Like I said, I want the games to be fun and competitive. That way I enjoy watching it, and then they just lose. It's like I was legitimately rooting for them to not get that 2-point conversion at the end of that game.
They
got that touchdown, fantasy points.
Top like 12 pick.
Sack them on the 2-point conversion.
Because I'm tired of like 17 to 22. It's not working out.
Do you want to see?
You'll probably get it.
Our last. Since the 2000s, whenever we've had a top 10 pick, do you want a list of those players?
Yes.
Tell me what you think.
Do you have that piped up and ready to go?
I do. I have it right here. So,
show
Bengals,
prep.
Bengals top 10 pick since 2000. Peter Wark.
Ooh.
Fun, but didn't really pan out.
Yeah, he had that one kick return that one time.
Yep. Justin Smith, I'd say that panned out.
Nailed coffin nails.
Yep. Levi Jones was pretty good.
Like, yeah, not bad.
Early on, like, not so good, but like that
one
out.
Year, he was awesome.
No, he was solid for about 2 or 3 years on the other side of Willie Anderson.
Yeah, he had like one or two like dominant years, but then he kind of fell off.
Yeah, that one year though.
Still, but you got 2 years of like, I mean, I don't know.
Andre Smith.
His chest was flopping him in the face when he was running.
Then next is your boy, Carson Palmer.
Oh, my boy. And then he's still probably my favorite Bengals.
Here's a blast from the past. Keith Rivers.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that was fun.
Heinz Ward broke his jaw.
Keith Rivers. Oh, linebacker from USC. Yeah. And then you get Andre Smith.
Bust.
A.J. Green, probably the best of all of those.
Yeah, A.J. Green. Best Bengal of all time.
Yep, and then John Ross, Swisher House. So those are all the top 10 picks we've had since 2000.
Yeah,
they're not bad.
Yeah. They're not like good either.
Like, those guys in that area, like, you're kind of hoping maybe they have Hall of Fame
type. When Peter Wark came out, was there a cooler college player at that time than
Michael Vick?
Peter Wark was awesome. Well, that was the same time, wasn't it? But Peter Wark was up there.
You go back and watch Peter Wark when he played for Florida State. My God. Yeah.
I remember the first time I ever read Sports Illustrated, like I was getting Sports Illustrated, and there was an article about Peter Wark. Mm-hmm. And he had number one, I believe, or number nine.
He was number nine.
He was so awesome. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but I thought he just looked great in Florida State.
And maybe it was part of just the junk that he was stuck around, 90s Bengals. Because like once we started to get a little bit better, like you're talking about that kick return, like that was probably his most famous play
against the Chiefs,
but he had some nice plays. Like he was kind of a gimmick guy. I mean,
do you think this is completely off topic? Do you think you're the only Bengals fan to ever buy a Keewon Ratliff jersey?
No.
There's gonna be more, but
I mean, okay, are there over under 40 Keewon Ratliff jerseys sold at the Bengals Pro Shop?
I'll say over.
I'll go over
100.
I don't know.
I just think that's still the greatest obscure.
That is the most.
If you know who Keewon Ratliff is,
he didn't even like. I got that after. Like, do you remember that Browns Bengals game, which is one of like the top two highest scoring games of all time?
Yep.
He didn't even return that kick for a touchdown.
It was just a good return.
It was a nice return, and I'm like on the internet, like Keewon Ratliff. Mom, what's your credit card number?
Yeah, I remember that was pretty sweet. And then it's like he never played after that.
I was like, he's gonna be like Dante Hall, Devin Hester. Yeah. Be great,
Keewon.
And then he's like cut the next year.
Being a Bengals fan is fun.
At least it was like one of those Reebok jerseys, so it wasn't like the $100 Nike.
Yeah. You want to hear the Browns' first round picks from 2011 to 2016?
Yes. And were they all top 10 too, right?
And they're not none of them on your team, are they?
No.
None of them are on your team.
So we had Phil Taylor, Trent Richardson, Brandon Weeden, the worst pick of all time.
Brandon?
I think
Trent Richardson.
Just the one I didn't want.
Because you guys were looking for a franchise quarterback, and he was like the most boring of all of them.
Jesus.
That's true.
Like, he was super Mingo. Boring.
Markevious Mingo.
Justin Gilbert. Who?
Oh, was he the corner?
Yeah.
Is he even in the league anymore?
No, he was not in the league 2 years after being drafted.
Wow.
Johnny Manziel. Yeah. Danny Shelton. Cam Irvin.
Is he playing for the Patriots?
Yeah. Shelton.
Is he good?
Is he doing anything?
I think he's just a big body.
Yeah.
And Corey Coleman. That is,
those are bad.
A haul right there.
Not a good batting average.
Yeah. Bengals actually have better bad draft picks, and that's saying something.
Yeah.
Well, where do we go from here? I think I hope they lose out. So that's weird to say, but like you said, competitive games will lose out, so we get that draft pick. Finally get rid of Andy Dalton, and so we can finally watch something different.
He's going to be back.
Get rid of him.
Andy Dalton's going to be back next year.
He's going to be back
next year. You're not playing a rookie.
You're not giving a rookie.
You push him.
Yeah. You're right. And I also would like to see Marvin/Hugh get fired and never be back.
I tweeted this. You didn't watch the game. But you know that fourth down play we were talking about?
Yeah.
Where Jeff Driskel should have gone for quarterback sneak, but they gave the Joe Mixon instead?
Yeah.
Before that play, Hugh Jackson and Marvin Lewis both got cards over their mouth, and Hugh Jackson's whispering to Marvin. And I'm just like, why? What is going on here? Why are you talking to him? This is an important play.
Probably.
And why are you talking to him?
Conversation that LeBron and Lonzo Ball had.
Why was Marvin Lewis talking in a walkie-talkie through the whole game, not his headset?
Because they didn't have their headsets didn't work.
So take the headset off.
Yeah, good point.
Mike Brown doesn't want to, like, they've been using the same headset since 99, and
yeah,
Mike Brown doesn't want to pay for.
I think that's the second game that they've had issues with. Whatever. Stupid Bengals.
Would you rather?
All right.
You
want a would you rather?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get us off this Bengals topic.
All right. So, would you rather tomorrow be a speaker at a high school assembly on how your life is rough? Or walk into every elementary classroom and tell them Santa's not real?
Wow.
Yes. Destroy children's dreams.
Okay, so like you have to speak in front of the whole school and tell them how
your personal life, right? Not your personal life, your life.
Yeah.
You have to, like, you have it rough.
Yeah.
You know how, like, you would always have, like, a drug addict.
But like, is it,
you
like,
have to say,
is
your
it
life
based
now
off of, like, our actual lives? Yes. Or do we make a story up?
Nope.
You have because to, out of the four of us, mine's the only life.
So that's the thing about it. Is like, you have to be like, oh, my life's so rough that, you know, you gotta job or whatever.
Gotta feed those mink every morning. Yeah. And then the other one, you just run into like kids' rooms and just yell that Santa's not real.
Yep.
I still remember in second grade, it was earlier than that. I can't remember. It was in.
I hope we don't have any kids listening to the show.
Yeah, I hope not either.
Jordan.
Okay. Yeah, turn off the spoiler alert. Turn off the radio. When some kid, like, came in to the bathroom, was like, Santa's not real, and everyone revolted against him. Like, this kid's an idiot. He didn't think Santa's real. And he was right the whole time. So that's, like, mind-blowing.
You know what? You're going to be doing the kids a favor by telling them right away. I'm going with that.
You going to tell your kids, like, next week or what?
I've already told Caden.
How old is he?
Two.
Yeah.
How comfortable are you with lying to your kids for years?
About Santa?
Mm-hmm.
I'll lie to him, for sure.
It's a huge lie.
I would rather...
All you do is dress up like Santa, and you're like, oh, Santa's not real. Then they're like, uh-huh, Santa.
It's me, Dad.
I would rather talk to kids about my life.
I don't like high schoolers.
Than, like, ruin... Oh, high schoolers?
Yeah.
Ooh.
High schoolers.
They're going to make fun of me
hard. Exactly. That's what makes it different.
I don't like talking to people in large crowds, so...
Yeah, I can do that. I'll talk to the high schoolers.
Okay.
Yeah, tell them how, like, they need to work hard, have work ethic, and how it's going to make them better.
Yep.
And they'll, like, all make jokes about me.
After you leave?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't know. I think it would be fun to just, like, jump into a room and just scream that Santa's not real, and then you just run away. And then, like... A lot of those kids are going to go around, but there's going to be a discussion.
The teacher's just going to do damage control and be like, he was lying.
Yeah. That guy's just crazy.
Yeah. Yep. That's just crazy Garmin.
Just hear of his speakers. Some kid running around just jumping into classrooms telling people Santa's not real.
Yeah. That's a good one. I'll speak to the high schoolers, though.
Okay.
Ruined childhood dreams. Billy?
I'm a Garmin.
I'm speaking to the high schoolers.
Okay.
Yeah. I already got a speech prepared and everything, so...
Well, put a cap on the Bengals week, Garmin.
It was better. Like, that's all I can say. Like, there was better.
But they didn't lose.
The defense
finally. 14 and a half.
Curiosity, how did Joey Bosa look?
Really good.
Joey Bosa looked really good. Like I said, Driskel got away from him on that one play, but man,
there's a couple other plays where he had no choice but to not get sacked by Joey Bosa.
How many sacks did he have?
He had one at least that I saw, and I only watched like 20 seconds of the game.
He may have had two, but I know he at least had one. But, I mean, he just, he's fast. He should stretch stuff out really well.
Yeah. All right, well, they play the Raiders. Hopefully they lose and they keep getting a better draft pick. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a little break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about the victorious Browns. Oh, God. This is going to be a thing now.
Not be talking about the Browns.
It's back. We'll be right back.
It's just starting, David.
No, God.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 200 Series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses that stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height, and the easy servicing and comfortable cab. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery to see the New Holland skid steer and compact track loaders. They're designed for hard work and demanding conditions.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
What's for lunch? Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery is introducing to you Wayne Cafe. It's a new hot spot for lunch. Stop in or follow us on Facebook to see what's on the menu each day. We will always have our fried chicken, our hot soup bar, and our fresh salad bar, but we are bringing a whole new level to your lunch hour starting in March. We also will have in-house seating available so you don't have to rush around during your break. As always, thanks for choosing Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, as your lunch destination.
Our Indians teams each have a game with Parkway this week. The Lady Indians will host the Lady Panthers on Thursday, and Fort Recovery Radio will bring you both the JV and varsity games. Then on Friday, the boys will travel to Rockford, and Fort Recovery Radio will again bring you the JV and varsity games. Only one game each for the boys and girls this week. Girls will host the Parkway Panthers at Portside Fieldhouse on Thursday. Boys will play at Parkway on Friday. Get to these games to help cheer on our Indians teams. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Feel this way?
That's what he was going to play last week, but they lost.
Yes, I'm home. I'm alive. This is all a miracle. I'm awake. I'm wide awake.
What is that?
That's Browns fans right now.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Yeah, that was Piccio from, what's that from?
It's Piccolo, Dragon Ball.
Piccolo. There you go.
Oh.
So Browns won.
Yeah.
Did you guys get to watch the game since you played at 4?
I did watch some of it, but I really didn't care for any of it.
Yeah. Why not?
I don't know, because all I know is I'm getting tired of people on Twitter, like, if Baker Mayfield makes a great throw, he's the first quarterback to have ever done it.
Yeah. I mean, it's only...
What? To be fair, it was an absolutely incredible throw.
What? Period. A. Period. Great. Period. Throw. Period. Bye. Period. Baker. Period. He's awesome. Well, I've seen that tweet a whole bunch.
Yeah. Probably only going to happen the next... Sunday.
Like, I'm not. I'm just gonna be pouty. I will fully admit I'm gonna be pouty because the Bengals are terrible.
Yeah,
and the Browns are doing well.
Yeah,
and they are allowed to do all this stuff. I'm just counting down the days till I stop seeing. I wake up dangerous. Oh my God, this is so much fun. We finally have a franchise quarterback.
Yeah,
you know, sometimes quarterbacks have hot stretches for like 4 games and then they never do anything else like ever again. I don't think
not Browns quarterback.
I don't think that'll be Baker. I'm just gonna stomp on your parade.
Okay. Okay, that's fine.
Like, I know I'm wrong. I'm just being grumpy about it.
Yeah. Is Carolina good? No.
No. I think they're...
I thought they were good for a while.
I think they're tough. They're all right.
They're all right.
Week 9, they had a 79% chance of making the playoffs. Now they have 1%.
Wow.
I think, or 4.
Cam Newton, his arm's messed up.
He's interesting.
Really?
Well, it seemed like he was putting a lot of effort into it, but there's no velocity on the ball. I don't know if anybody
has so he's not only really that, but like,
yeah.
I mean, I think he's been in the league long enough to where you're never going to change his mechanics. But like, I saw him throw that interception off, and he like threw off his back foot. It was just a really horrible
end game one.
The end, yeah.
It was just terrible.
That was a horrible throw.
Yeah,
by
that
was a bad throw. A proven veteran like
Cam. Has he been disappointing as a pro?
He got an MVP.
No. But I mean, like, yeah.
No.
I guess maybe he's been good. Yeah, he's been good, right?
If you look at his career stats, I would be happy with that as my quarterback. But his career's going to be short because everything's based off of his athleticism. Like,
yeah.
Once he's not a threat to run, like his...
Like he's probably never going to win a Super Bowl, right?
His average passing is going to catch up to him.
Yeah.
No, so year, why do you think Lamar Jackson's going to be good if you don't think Cam Newton's going to be
good? No, I'm just saying, you can be good, he just won't be as long. Like, look what Lamar Jackson's doing. Like, your precedent before was you don't think he'll ever win a playoff game. He's pretty damn close.
My precedent was that he would be good this year. And
no, when we were arguing before, I was like, well, what's your precedent for good?
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't know, win a playoff game.
Yeah.
He's pretty close. He could do that this year.
He's not going to win a playoff game. All right, anyway.
But he's playing
well. I'll give him this year. After this year, he's not going to do anything.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
Yeah, we will see.
He's arguably doing as well as Baker.
He is.
Fight.
Anyway, so.
Just saying.
Who was the Browns' best player yesterday?
Baker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like making good throws and like.
Well, he was 22 of 18.
Best period throw.
He was 18 of 22. Mm-hmm. Only Baker could complete more passes than he attempted.
The four incompletions were drops.
Baker Mayfield is doing that no other quarterback can do, is complete balls.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. Who dropped the touchdown?
Hollywood Higgins, yeah.
Has anyone never earned a nickname that was that great?
I feel like there's a lot of...
He earned it in college. It's not like he...
Oh, really? Where do you play in college?
Hollywood.
Colorado State, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys have already done more with Breshad Perriman than he did his entire career with the Rams.
And that's why I think Baker might be good, because good quarterbacks can make average receivers pretty good.
Yeah. We've seen like Rodgers or Brady.
I don't disagree with that, or like Breshad Perriman's like good at that one thing, and that's deep.
Well, he wasn't good at it with the Ravens. So.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, he had a good day. I think he had the scoring, like PFF-wise, I think he had one of the best days. Myles Garrett had a pretty good day. He had a sack
fumble
that was taken away from him, but that's okay.
Myles Garrett's really good as well.
Yes. Myles Garrett's pretty good, yeah. Whether he bull rushes or he can get off the line. I mean, he's just like off the line a full second for him, anybody else's.
Yeah.
Defense all around was fairly good. We fumbled the ball twice within our like 40. So they had two short drives that they scored. Other than that, and Christian McCaffrey's pretty good.
Yeah,
he's really good. Yeah, he was pretty much their only offensive playmaker, and it's just hard to stop him, honestly. He's a player I would have not wanted in the draft. That has proved me wrong, that he's pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, his only thing was, I guess it's just because, I don't know if he's white or it's just his eyes.
I think it has a lot to do.
They were like, he can't run up the middle, and I'm like, he's seems all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doing pretty good. The Panthers have bad wide receivers.
DJ Moore will be fine.
Yeah.
He'll be good.
He was hurt, though, wasn't he?
He got hurt
towards
the end of the game.
And yeah. Like,
he would, because I have him. But.
Curtis Samuel could have had a touchdown there at the end of the game, but I don't know if he's... Like, he's more of like a gimmicky kind of receiver. Like,
yep.
I don't know if that's the guy you're...
He's a speed guy. He's not a jump ball guy, which they tried to kind of do.
Right. And all like he... But he had... Like, his head was on the inside, and that ball was a bullet.
Yeah.
It went right through his hands either way. There's talent there.
It hurts them. They don't have Olsen.
But even like, why wouldn't you just try to throw up to Devin Funchess, who's like 6'5"?
Yeah.
No, I agree.
Do you agree?
Yeah.
How
I wouldn't have thrown to Curtis Samuels there.
Nick Chubb play all right?
Nick Chubb played pretty good. He has five straight games with a touchdown. But, you know, Greg Williams is 3-2 now in his first five games.
Do you want them to keep Greg?
No. And, like, people are calling into a radio show, kind of like how you guys have stupid people calling in yours.
Yeah.
And it's like, we might have to keep Greg Williams.
Yeah.
Like, no, we're not going to keep him.
Yeah.
Maybe if he...
If he wins out and you guys go to the playoffs?
No.
Still don't keep him?
No.
That'd be funny if you do.
I think
it'd be a mistake if you do.
They might try to keep Freddie Kitchens around, like, on the staff.
Yeah. Good name. Good name. I like that name.
Freddie Kitchens.
I was talking with some Browns fans on Saturday night, and the love for Freddie Kitchens is real. Like,
yeah.
Everyone's like, yeah, Freddie Kitchens, man. You guys see what he's doing with the, like, he's giving the ball to Duke Johnson. He's giving the ball to his playmakers. I will say the play that they ran to Jarvis Landry on the 2 yard line was an awesome play.
Yeah.
And it was like a play I've never seen in football.
Then we ran it again, and that's where he got like 50 yards.
That play was incredible.
Yeah.
There was like 4 misdirections.
Yeah. They said we pretty much had to do stuff like that because Luke Kuechly knows everything.
Really?
And we designed a play specifically to try to confuse him. And
really?
That's the play we did.
Yeah, it was. That play was really cool. And that was the only play I saw in the entire game. I never, like, it was a fake to the left, fake to the right, and then all of a sudden he had ball.
We also did like a Statue of Liberty play. I don't know if you saw that.
Baker's fake was awesome.
Really?
About 8 yards, but it was a good like Statue of Liberty play where you kind of pump faked it and with the other hand kind of had it.
Yeah.
Chubb just kind of.
Is that where you hand it off? Yeah. Like fake pass handoff?
Yeah, his ball skills are amazing.
Who would you rather have, Pat Mahomes or Baker Mayfield?
I mean, Pat Mahomes.
Did you see that no-look pass?
That was ridiculous.
That was ridiculous.
Like, it was ridiculous.
He's doing stuff.
We can make fun of it, but that was insane.
That was me. Yeah.
Did you see the slow-mo version?
Yeah, the first time I saw it, I was like, okay, whatever. And then I looked at it and I was like, that's pretty impressive.
How do you not look and you throw right where it needs to be? Like, he led him and everything.
Like, he's going
to
be amazing, right?
He'll probably be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, people catch up to him. This is his second year. I think Baker has potential to be, like, hopefully, right now he's a top 10 quarterback QBR-wise.
Is that ESPN's ranking? QBR?
It's like their ring. You know,
I don't listen to
QBR. He's at 83 or something. I don't know. But I think he'll be hopefully a top 10 quarterback moving forward. And give him a whole year, I think he'll.
I think he will too. Like, I know I'm being dumb about him.
He's good.
And Lamar Jackson and stuff, but he's like, he's just got it. Like, I think you guys legitimately don't have to. Like, I know I'm making fun of people like, we have a franchise quarterback.
Yeah.
But I think you do.
I think the Browns have the highest upside of any team in the division for the next 10 years.
Because there's so much young talent.
Yeah. I would
like sky's the limit.
Steelers go on the downside. Big Ben's like falling apart. When he's gone, they're not that good of a team.
Bengals don't know what they are.
Bengals have no idea what's going on. Like,
and Ravens are. It's pretty much up to Lamar.
If Lamar Jackson's good or bad.
Yeah,
and they were on the way down with Flacco for sure. Like, if Flacco was still playing the last couple games, they wouldn't have won those. So
yeah,
I think the Browns, especially, like, I don't think they make the playoffs this year. There's still a chance, of course.
No, I mean,
but. So. I think next year they're going to be the favorite in the division.
As long as Roethlisberger's still in Pittsburgh, I mean,
it's going to be
number two. Then
they'll be.
It kind of depends.
I think if we do get one of those like hot names, we might be trendy. I think if we get someone boring, they'll be like.
A lot of it also depends on what the
Ravens. Oh, you mean hot names, coaching wise?
Coaching wise, sorry, yeah, like Lincoln Riley or somebody. People will just be like, oh, they got this offensive mind, and we don't know how he's going to do. Even though, so I don't know if Kyler Murray says, okay, this guy can make Heisman, like he knows offense that can draft up an offense that makes two Heisman winners, or if he's only good because he's had two Heisman quarterbacks.
Yeah. So that would help.
Yeah.
Yeah. But. Well, I just think the Bengals will probably.
Well, everybody.
Opening odds for next year AFC North, Bengals in last place. I think the Browns will be in first.
Here's what the Browns have to do. Here's what has to happen for the Browns to be in the playoffs. All right. So we have to win all three for 8-7-1.
You got
to
win out.
Miami has to lose 2 of 3. Mm-hmm. Baltimore has to lose 2 of 3. Mm-hmm. Tennessee has to lose 2 of 3. Indianapolis has to lose 2 of 3. And Denver has to lose 1. So we're...
That's for the wild card?
Yes, that's 4 teams losing 2 of 3.
Your best chance is a division.
And so we have to win out. Steelers have to lose out. You guys have to beat the Steelers the last. And I think...
Which the Bengals could do.
Ravens have to lose 1 or 2 games.
Like, the Steelers just lost to the Raiders. So, and they've lost 3 straight.
And they play the Patriots and New Orleans coming up.
Yeah.
And they close with you guys.
I kind of hope it comes down...
The Ravens have to...
I kind of hope it comes down to the Bengals having to beat them and we just get killed by the Steelers and you guys don't get in the playoffs.
No, I don't like that.
Like, you're all excited on Sunday, like, oh, like the Browns already won and the Bengals play the Steelers.
Our favorite Steelers.
And you just need us to win. And then you become a Bengals fan for one day and then you feel what it's like.
Yeah.
And then they just murder us. Nate tweeted into the show, and now I got to find it. Good thing I got this ready.
I still think it'll be, I don't know, next year will be tough. A lot of it depends on like what the preseason rankings are for the AFC North. Depends a little bit on what Baltimore does, I think.
He said, who else thought the Browns would lose by one after the missed extra point following the offsides?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember when that happened?
Yeah.
I don't know what play that you have to explain.
So
that.
We scored, when was that? That's when we went up. So Nick Chubb went in. We were down like 17-20. And we scored a touchdown early in the fourth quarter to finally go up. And it was, so it was 23-20. We're like, okay, let's kick a field goal. And then they went offside. So it's a pretty stupid rule. But they went offsides. They, as in, who'd we face?
Carolina.
Carolina went offsides and we kick it. So it happened like a second before the play went off. We kick it, it goes straight through, but we can't redo it. So we can either take that 5 yards and apply it to
the kickoff,
or the same kick. So we have to re-kick no matter what. So he takes it on the field goal kick, thinking, hey, this will give him a better chance to make it. And
missed it.
Hits it. And I was like, I originally thought that at least they would go down and get a field goal, mm-hmm. and maybe in another overtime. But
they worked.
I think we held them, and then we got another field goal.
Well, and that's also a sign of moving in the right direction.
Yeah.
Where, like, typically, you'd be like, last year, that's a Browns thing good to happen, and then you overcome that.
Once we got rid of, like, Hugh Jackson, those things stopped.
I just want to point out, too, like, the Bengals giving up points at the end of the first half.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so this seemed insurmountable. Like, there was, like, 13 seconds left, and I was like, okay, we're not going to give up any points before half. And then there's like a long pass, and they get to like the 45. Like, still their own. They're not even to like midfield yet.
Oh my God, this is ridiculous.
And then they throw it like real quick to Mike Williams. He catches it out of bounds, and they're on their own 45.
Yep.
And then they go to like run a Hail Mary or something, and we get a sack. But it turns out Jordan Willis is offsides. So they get an untimed down, and they kick a field goal from their own 45. It's a 59-yard field goal. 59-yard
field goal.
And you knew it was good. Like, you knew they were going to make it before he even kicked it.
Longest field goal in Chargers history.
Yep. And it would have been good from 65.
Yeah, he crushed it.
It was the most Bengals thing I've ever seen. It was like, okay, we're not going to give up points before halftime.
Yeah, finally for once.
There's only 13 seconds left. The Chargers were basically like,
it
nah.
It doesn't matter who defense
like,
it is.
Phillip Rivers was almost just like, nah, whatever, we'll go to half.
When there's like a minute left,
horrible.
Every defense just goes like, oh, we'll let you have 20 yards down the field every time.
Every game.
No, but we have like a historic
a streak of allowing teams
to score at the end of the half. Like, it's insane. Like, when they were like an untimed down, I'm like, all right, I can turn the TV off.
They're going to either get a Hail Mary.
Come back and they'll have 3 points.
Yeah. It's the worst. It is the worst. Let's, wrap it up. What do you think?
We have the Broncos next on Saturday.
What's the line on that? Early line. Anybody know?
Somebody look it up.
Are they home?
I want to say 5.5.
No, we're away. We're at Denver.
3.5.
You're going to be... Can I guess the line? Wait, let me guess the line.
Yep, go ahead.
Cleveland is going to be...
+3.5.
I'm going to say +1.5. 3.5?
I was going to say, I thought Cleveland it was 3.5.
Given 3. So, just a few things.
They don't really respect the Browns yet.
Not yet.
Denver's been kind of on a hot streak.
Is it at Denver? But they got beat by somebody bad.
It's at Denver. That's the only reason why.
Who'd they get beat by this week? Denver?
Denver got beat 49ers. By the 49ers.
Yeah.
They got crushed,
true. Which was big for the Titans.
Yeah, but came off a win against us.
So, I think I might ride the Browns hot streak on our picks this week.
The first 6 games, Baker Mayfield was sacked 20 times. In the 5 games since Freddie Kitchens took over, he's only been sacked 3 times.
I was looking for that stat for about 10 minutes on Twitter. That's insane.
I bookmarked it, which is an underrated thing, the bookmark in Twitter. I don't know when that appeared, but I use it all the time.
So you don't have to favorite it?
Yeah. And then also, I just have a note of Bradley Chubb has 12 sacks. Would have been a good pick, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either would have worked.
He started off slow, so everybody was like, cool. Is he really
Denzel Ward is hurt, right?
He got hurt last game. He's been healthy and good. But
he's been playing well enough to where people are. I don't think anyone's riding you for that.
No, but I would still be like, hey, that would have been.
And like Myles Garrett's playing pretty well. So
Yeah, and he has Von Miller on their side. Right. So I don't know how. Yeah, but anyway.
Similar situation.
He's just not getting much talk for Defense Player of the Year. I think that Leighton Van Der Esch, whatever his last name is.
Because he plays for the Cowboys.
And like Derwin James.
No, he's also good.
Derwin James is awesome.
Yeah.
Derwin James is pretty good.
Yeah. Yep. Cool. Well, the Browns, they're good. It's weird.
Yeah, so I think this will probably be our toughest. Actually, Baltimore, our last game, will probably be the toughest.
Yeah.
I'd say we're looking pretty good for the over in terms of 5.5.
When the Bengals were 4-1, I thought the bet I made for 6 wins was so easy.
A lock.
They might not get there. Also, my division win. I remember on this show talking about, man, I'm going to win money because they're going to win the division. They were 4-1. They're in last. How the tables have turned. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Titans' victory last Thursday. Their playoff hopes are still alive. Philly's happy about that. Wearing his Titans hat tonight. And what else will we have?
Pick'em.
Yeah, we'll have our pick'em. We'll go into our pick'em. So we'll be right back.
So my heater wasn't heating. My friend Tom said I should switch to gas, but Larry suggested I go with a dual fuel furnace. Then Martin said I should use heat from the ground. Geothermally called it. Then my wife said, just call Reasoner. Sure enough, Reasoner Energy had them all. Train high efficiency dual fuel heat pumps, furnaces, and an amazing geothermal heat pump. Reasoner took a look at our place, and the next thing you know, we're all cozy and warm. Go ahead and talk to your friends, but make sure you also talk to my friends at Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Mayor Dave Kalp wants to let you know that he will again be continuing the Christmas decorating contest that was started by Mayor Broerman. Prizes will be awarded to the top 3 homes in the village, and the judging will be done on Friday evening, December 21st. No entry is required, and all residents of the village are eligible to win. Get your Christmas decorations up and listen to Fort Recovery Radio and WPGW on Friday evening, December 21st, for the winners of Mayor Dave Kalp's Christmas decorating contest. Miss the 3rd annual Fort Recovery Radio Christmas show on Wednesday night, December 19th, starting at 7. As we have the past 2 years, we'll be raising money for local families and great local causes. There'll be lots of special guests, lots of silliness, and lots of fun. Tune in on FortRecoveryRadio.com, or you can watch the craziness on Facebook Live that night. In our first 2 Christmas shows, we helped raise over $40,000, and we were able to help several local families who were suffering through hardships, and the people of the Fort Recovery area responded very generously. This year, there are again families going through tough times, and we will do all we can to help them out. You can bring any donations by the new Fort Recovery Radio studio at 201 North Wayne Street that night, or you can mail them to Fort Recovery Radio, Post Office Box 541, Fort Recovery. You can make your donations tax deductible by making a check out to Fort Recovery Community Foundation and put Fort Recovery Radio Christmas on the memo line. So if you want to be entertained by real talent, along with a hefty dose of silliness, be sure you're watching on Facebook Live or listening on FortRecoveryRadio.com on Wednesday evening, December 19th, starting at 7 o'clock.
And we're back. It's the practice squad. Just follow along on Twitter at FR. squad up. It's our new tagline, squad up.
Hashtag squad up.
Call us 419-516-0702 to the practice squad. Philly, tell us about the Titans victory on Thursday that you're so excited about.
Deion Lewis played well.
It was fun.
Was Derrick Henry's run the best run ever?
I mean, no. It's not.
I would put it in like a top 10.
Okay, well, that's not what we said.
For 99 yards, and he stiff-armed three people. Like,
yeah. He looks like a
beast people mode. Multiple times.
He looks like a predator.
I mean, it was
like
a good run.
He's over it.
So big. What run was better, Jordan, off the top of your mind?
The I still think mode, beast mode against
the beach, okay.
I still think that one's better, but I think this one was up there.
Barry Sanders on any given day.
That's true.
Yeah,
this is true too.
But was it
Michael Vick against the Vikings?
That's one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah, where he made two people run into
each other.
I think that for part of it too, who did they play?
Jacksonville.
I think there was some of it where it's like, man, I don't want to tackle this huge guy at all. Like they were just like,
ooh, he got a whole full set of seats.
Y'all, they were not even attempting to wrap him up or anything.
His last touchdown he had, they had like a close up to his face. His eyes were wide open.
He looked scary.
He was smiling. He was the scariest like pitcher I've ever seen in my life.
If he like actually plays like that for the rest of the season, like that was the best he's looked ever.
They actually put
17 carries, 238 yards, 4 touchdowns. Yeah.
I mean, like you had seen no glimpses of like.
They actually posted that if he averages 92 yards the rest of the season, he gets 1,000 yards rushing.
But he's been bad, but
has he
had over 100 yards in a game?
None of our running backs have. That was the first 100-yard rusher we had this year.
I think he matched his season total, didn't he, in that one game? Or, like, got close to it?
No. He had more than that.
Didn't he only have 5 or something like that?
What, touchdowns?
Yeah, rushing touchdowns.
Yeah.
I just remember saying, like, he was close to almost. Like,
he should have had 5 touchdowns that game.
Total.
Because he ran for, like, 30, 40 yards, maybe 30, I don't know how long, but he got down at the 5, and he waved off to the sidelines. And he told Deion to get in there. Then the coaches were actually telling him to go back in. He's like, no. He's like, I had my fair share.
Yeah.
Let him do it.
Nah. I'd be like, give me
one.
I said he has the franchise record for the most rushing yards in the Titans history in a single game. Then he could have had the franchise record for the most touchdowns.
Why did they decide to feed him the ball this game? Or do they always do that and he had success?
He only rushed 17 times.
He only had 17 carries.
The yardage came from, he had a 99-yard rush and he had a 54-yard rushing touchdown.
All right.
Which marks the only two people to do that in franchise history was Chris Johnson and him.
Real quick, since you guys played the Jags, what are you guys' thoughts on Jalen Ramsey?
He's a little punk.
Kind of feel the same.
He has eaten his words so. Like, remember the beginning of the season? He was like.
I kind of, like, I'm not even just kind of, I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
I love that he's.
But it's
really
probably not that he's been that bad.
It's definitely
it's just their teams.
It's definitely not humbled him, though. Like, he's still going to say
but he's like, I've seen, because he's talked so much smack. I've seen a lot of videos on Twitter of him just not doing anything.
There's a lot of plays.
Like, just giving up completely.
There's a lot of plays where he just gives up. Like
I'm not saying you can blame everything on him, but if you're going to talk smack about literally every quarterback in the NFL, like, you got to hustle a little bit.
Yeah.
The best part was after, like, this is late in the game. They're getting killed. I think they're down 30 or like 20 some to 3 or whatever at the time. And they made like a good tackle.
Mm-hmm.
And Jalen and one of their linebackers, Smith, I think, get up like they're winning the game and they're like, you know, being cocky or whatever. Then that's when Taylor Rewan came up and kind of like put his face mask into him or whatever.
Oh, and that flop?
And that's what he flopped or whatever.
That's another thing, too. Like, you can't do that.
I just started laughing just because, like, they're just trying to do anything and everything to, like, get, you know, make it go their way. But I don't know. It was just funny because I guess I hate the Colts more, but Jacksonville is, like, right there.
Yeah,
the Jaguars?
Yeah.
They got their number, Jordan. They can't beat him.
I'm tired of losing a freaking douchey neckbeard Andrew Luck.
Yeah. Well,
Baker has one too.
It's just more, I think I know more Colts fans. Like, I've been around than Jacksonville, so I have to hear more of them talking. Like, oh, we got Andrew Luck back. but
that's how they talk.
So yeah, but
we're from
the way we did it. I mean, you know, the offense was based around Derrick Henry. He had all our touchdowns. He had more than half, I think, total yards.
How many rounds does he jump up in fantasy next year?
Yeah, yeah,
no rounds.
So paint me a playoff picture, Philly. How do they get in?
So. We play the Giants this week. We got to win, which this game scares me the most because it's at New York.
Every game is a must win at this point, right?
Yes, but the other two are at home, so I feel a little bit more comfortable, even though... So, I'm actually, here's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping we beat the Giants, which I think is going to be a close one because they're playing really good, actually, right now.
Saquon looks pretty decent.
Then we got the Redskins back in Nashville, which they look pretty bad right now, so... That would probably be the game we'll lose, is how we played this whole
is
year.
Is your last game against the Colts?
And the last game is against the Colts.
Oh, I hope it all comes down
so
to the wire.
So I'm actually hoping
that would be a good game.
I do want the last game to mean everything for us to get into. So win or lose, so I could either.
I'm trying to get my money out of that.
Either break your new TV.
Break my new TV or break it and be extremely happy.
I'm trying to get my money out of that Red Zone channel I bought. So I just I really want the last week to be exciting.
But our playoff picture looks is we won. We need Baltimore or the Steelers to lose two games.
Yeah.
So
Steelers could,
which Baltimore lost two. So we had the Steelers lose, and then we had Baltimore lose. So that helped us.
It'd be awesome to watch the Steelers somehow miss the playoffs at this point.
Then
yeah, because they were like 99% chance to win that division.
Then we needed the Colts. We need Colts to lose one game, which I'm not worried about the Colts because it all comes down to us at the very end. So right. if we're both 9-6, or it'd be 9-6.
Someone would go 9-6.
If we'd be 9-6, I mean, if we beat them, we're in. If they beat us, unless other teams don't lose or whatever, then we needed Denver to lose one game, which they did. So Denver's kind of out of the way. We don't have to worry about them. And we needed Miami to lose, which it looked like it was going to happen. Then they freaking do the
Miami miracle.
That was pretty. It was pretty amazing how they did it. But did you see the video where people were giving Gronk a bunch of crap about how he was just walking around back there most of the play until the very end?
So here's my thought on that: is
he shouldn't even been out there.
Everyone's like, he's out there to play safety. I'm like, they were 80 yards away.
They're not throwing a deep ball.
If it's a jump ball, then sure.
Yeah.
But he's not. They're not going to throw like a Hail Mary from 80 yards away.
It was amazing to see how much faster Kenyon Drake is than Rob Gronkowski.
Well,
Gronkowski
about fell down because he tripped over his own feet.
It was unbelievable.
And he knocked out another New England guy.
But normally he looks like athletic. He looks completely on an island. It was weird.
Yeah.
Nate also wants me to mention George Kittle yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
George Kittle
won. And how he didn't get a catch in the second half?
Yeah. He needed 4 yards to surpass Shannon Sharpe's record.
That's what he said.
And he did not get one catch.
How do you not give it to him?
I don't know.
Your quarterback's Nate Mullins.
It's been all right.
But then he forgot.
If it was, I saw a tweet yesterday that if
it was Jimmy G.
If Jimmy G had put up those numbers last 3 weeks, that everyone would be saying how awesome he was.
Of course they would.
Because Kittle's last 3 weeks, especially fantasy-wise, he has like 28 points the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So. And probably because they're always, they weren't playing from behind this week. But he hasn't been that bad.
Who?
I don't know why I'm making a case for Nick Mullins right now. But
yeah, I'd say they should cut Garoppolo.
Just right, Nick Mullins.
Yeah. Can't believe they gave up a second round pick for him.
Well, tighten up, Philly.
So, we have like two teams that we needed to lose. And then we still need either Baltimore or Steelers to lose one more. Then we need the Colts. Well, Colts don't matter. And we need Miami. We need Miami to lose.
And they will, because Miami's not
that thing. Like, I was hoping they would have lost this week, so they would have been out of the way, and all it would have been was Baltimore and...
Would you rather?
To worry about.
You can thank Kenyon Drake for that.
Yeah.
What you got, Jordan?
Would you rather be stuck in bed with Charlie Bucket's grandparents?
Who?
From Willy Wonka the Chocolate
Factory. From Willy Wonka. Okay. You know those four old people?
Charlie's last name is Buckets?
Yeah. I had no idea.
You would be the fifth person in
Charlie. Yes.
Charlie.
Okay.
I've got the golden ticket.
It's a great movie.
It's an awesome movie. Be stuck in bed with Charlie Bucket's grandparents. Or you have to board the Titanic knowing It's what you do now. So you have time to prepare, but you have to board the Titanic.
Okay, so I'm sentenced to stay in bed with Charlie Bucket's grandparents for the rest of my life, or I get to go on the Titanic and die.
Let's say for a year.
You don't die. You can save the whole ship. Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. So you know.
Oh, okay. Sink. So you know it's because. So could you just be. Could you imagine? Like you'd run on, like, this is going to sink, and like they think you're crazy.
Yeah.
And you got to, like.
So no one will believe you, but you could.
You could be the first one waiting in a boat.
Yeah. And steal a woman or children's spot.
Yeah.
Here's like, what I do. I'd get on. Just go to a life raft, dump it right away, then just swim back and go back to shore after. Then
go back to shore?
Yeah, right about when they leave, you just
clear something up.
I see what you're saying.
I want to clear something up on Willy Wonka. So if it's been a while since I've seen it. Are all of those people like in bed, like, are they sick or something?
They just only have the one bed.
Yeah, and they're all just like laying in it? His grandparents?
I got the feeling that they just don't move at all.
My impression
like,
was
they're all just like in bed, right? Yeah. The whole time. Why?
My impression is that they're old.
Yeah.
It's old timey like England, so
you just stay in bed all day.
Yeah. They're a bunch of freeloaders.
Yeah. Charlie's stay in bed.
Charlie's mom's
their
like busting hump.
Yeah. That's what I remembered. It was like they all just,
all of a sudden the grandpa that goes with him on the tour, like he can walk like
during the song he has to get his feeling back. So can't walk.
Yeah, but like he's skipping 40 seconds
and then he's fine.
He's just collecting food stamps, that's all he's doing.
I feel like I'm liking these freeloaders and government. They can pay the taxes.
England better get together.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to go with the Titanic then. Because I just don't want to like lay in bed with an old dude for like a year.
I'm going Titanic because I'm going to try to, like, I'm going to do my research. Like when the closest to where like no one's gonna happen,
I'm gonna save it.
My name will be in the histories forever. Then the Titanic ship could still be there, and people could be like boarding it.
You could just be like, "Hey, there's a iceberg gonna be up here."
It's true.
You can't miss it.
You could go to the crow's nest and be like, "Guys,
Cap, you can't miss it. It's a giant piece of ice."
Yeah, yeah.
Or
you want to avoid that.
Like, or the captain will be like, "You're crazy," and he'll just
rewrite history.
Yeah,
I'm gonna do the Titanic as well because then I'll be the first one to actually do the King of the World bit.
Yeah, yeah, and you'll meet Kate, and then you'll get to actually, but you'll take her to a real party underneath.
And like the, I will only go like one, like below level, maybe like once or twice because. Mm-hmm. That is just horrifying.
Yeah.
When you see all that at the end of that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I imagine in real life, it's probably worse.
Yeah. Knowing, like, it's different if you say, like, you can't avoid the iceberg. But if you can just avoid the iceberg and tell them, hey, tomorrow night.
It's just the fact that, like, are they going to think you're crazy?
Yeah. Yeah. But if you, like, well. Yeah.
If you're on the, you know, crow's nest, I forget what the front part's called. Not the cockpit, but whatever.
Yeah.
And you tell them, that's a good way to maybe avoid it.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to be like, listen, instead of like I'm screaming,
we're going to get hit.
Yeah, you could just be like, hey, any icebergs? Guess the icebergs? Like, just keep putting it in his head.
I sure hate if we hit an iceberg.
That would be crazy, right? Could you imagine if this unsinkable ship sank?
Yeah, that'd be
first time out.
The worst. You'd have so much negative press.
Not enough lifeboats, am I right?
They're going to destroy you in the papers. Yeah, so I'm going with Titanic.
Yep. I as well, just because I want to enjoy the experience.
I'm going to go into.
I don't want to tell anybody. I just know, and
I'm going to go into our picks.
Okay,
we were 2-2 last week.
Yep,
500 week. So we're going to have to defend our picks from last week. We had two winners. I believe I picked the Browns.
Good job, and I picked the Giants.
Better job.
Yes. Yeah. So who had the Bills?
I did.
Defend your pick.
I don't think the Jets are good.
Okay.
And when they got Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold back, but like, I don't know. Like Josh Allen had been playing pretty well. He actually generally ran for like 100 yards.
Yeah.
He has like more yards in his first three games than Michael Vick or something.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Something crazy like that. But yeah, no, I like Josh Allen more than I like Sam Darnold. So that's why I picked both.
So just a quick, do you think Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson will be better? For Garmin or anybody.
Lamar.
I think Lamar.
Both of you guys think?
I think Lamar.
I don't know if Josh Allen's going to be that good. I think Buffalo's not going to help him either.
I don't know. I think
he's going to be limited there.
It's a toss-up in my view. But
I haven't watched enough of his games. Is he making good throws at all, or is he just kind of running around?
I honestly don't know.
He's doing more running.
I just see some of his stats sometimes.
Because I feel like it looks like his stats are just trending in the... Like, he's just making plays with his feet and kind of being exciting, but he's not.
I don't know if you guys saw some of that, like, Chiefs game, but, like... he kept him in that game, and that like that was a really good game.
Yeah.
And granted, he got hurt, and RG3 ended up making that last drive, but I don't know. I mean, he took the Chiefs to overtime, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably a tough call. I don't know. I'll just stick on Lamar Jackson for now, but I'll probably be
wrong. I just think, like, with his ability to run, like, even though that's not going to last forever, it makes throwing easier when you are the threat to run.
Indeed. So, do we have our picks for this week? Or are we still looking?
Garmin has his.
Go ahead, start.
So, just because like Philly was talking about all the playoffs implications, Dallas plays in Indy, and I'm taking Indy -2.5. It's kind of a must-win for both teams, but I'm taking the must-win of the home team.
Yeah, and Dallas can afford to lose one, can't they?
I think so, because their division's pretty rough.
Yeah, I think because they just beat the Eagles. That was a big win.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep my Cleveland Browns streak alive and take them on the road as 3.5-point dogs.
Dude, I don't like that.
I think Denver...
You don't like it because he's going to jinx it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. But I think you've been right both times.
Yeah, every time I picked the Browns here, I got right.
Okay, so I guess I trust you, man.
But I just think... I don't know. I don't think Denver's that good. I think Cleveland's going to...
You're not scared of Trevor Siemian? Oh, wait, who's there?
Case Keenum. No.
You should be more afraid of Philip Lindsay.
That's true.
Cortland Sutton's their best wide receiver now.
Mm-hmm.
Lindsay's good, but you guys can stop the run. So
yeah, but that defense could give a rookie quarterback some trouble.
Baker's feeling dangerous.
Last week proven pretty much you can't. I mean, just because the record's bad doesn't mean they're bad.
No, like, yeah. I mean that's a pretty interesting pick because it's at Mile High.
I'm going with it.
No, I respect it.
Jordan, do you have yours yet?
No.
Philly, do you have yours yet?
Yeah. I'm going to go with New Orleans at Carolina -6.5 because the only reason I'm going, like, they already clinched, but I feel like they want the home field advantage throughout. Yeah. They're tied with the Rams.
That's so, going to be huge.
So the Rams and them are going to still try, like, they're going to still, they're still going to be winning because I think they want their home field advantage.
Good job, Philly. That was a really good pick. That was a smart pick.
Thank you. Some good analysis,
That was better than all of our analysis
good
combined.
Good New Orleans, bad Carolina.
Yeah.
I want to take Seattle -4.5 over San Francisco.
See, like, even though the...
Russell Wilson versus Nick Mullins is my analysis.
Nice.
We were just talking about how great Nick Mullins is, so...
Yeah, well, I mean, they came out firing last week, I think... They won't be able to do that twice in a row. I don't know. And Seattle seems to be doing pretty good. What's the score right now?
They're kind of on the upswing.
3-0.
3-0.
Like, even though, like, the Bengals are kind of like a dumpster fire right now, there's a lot of, like, we're at that point of the season where, like, a lot of these games are fun.
Yeah.
There's a lot of implications on the line. So I've still been enjoying my football, even though it's not my team.
Yeah, exactly. So we have Indy -2.5, Cleveland +3.5. New Orleans -6.5 and Seattle -4.5. We like the favorites this week, but we'll see if that goes in our direction, if we can have another winning week. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we have our draft 16.0, and it is Christmas presents that we would want from movies. Correct? Did I explain that right?
Yeah.
Explain it one more time.
No, just movie items.
Items that we would want for Christmas.
Yeah.
I think you all get it. Yep. We'll be right back.
They'll understand.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casserole Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Men's Night Out in Fort Recovery is Wednesday, December 19th from 5 to 8 p.m. Kalp Pharmacy has several gift buying packages available, and one of them will be just right for you. Packages including everything from box chocolate, jewelry, to perfume. They'll be 20% off on all Christmas packages. So shop at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, enjoy an ice-cold refreshment, and have our elves wrap a perfect present for your lady. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The Friends of the Fort Recovery Library would like to invite the public to view the 14th Annual Fort Festival of Trees, December 3rd through December 29th, 2018. Each year, businesses, organizations, and individuals decorate Christmas trees or wreaths to be displayed at the library. Listening to Christmas music while viewing the trees, visitors vote for their favorite entry to see who will win the People's Choice Award. The entry with the most votes wins the title of People's Choice Award, and the name gets engraved on a plaque that remains at the library. This beloved family tradition is enjoyed by patrons of all ages. Stop by to see our beautiful display beginning December 3rd during regular library hours.
And we're back. The practice squad. Squad up.
Squad.
Squad up. 419-516-0702. Christmas is approaching, fellas. Do you have your Christmas shopping done?
I went Saturday, yep.
Did you?
I didn't get done, but...
Did you have success?
We are done.
Yes.
Nice. I have a little bit more to...
No, I got a party this Saturday I got to get a present for.
Okay.
Then I got my goddaughter's gifts put together.
Nice.
But I still have more to
do. You guys are all farther along than I am. I need to do some work. But wouldn't it be fun if we could get, like gifts from movies?
What?
Oh, my God.
Is this going to segue into something?
Like, if we, saw a movie and we're like, wow, that thing would be awesome. That would be great for Christmas or something. That would be, that'd be cool. So, yeah, that's what we're going to do in our...
Five items.
Do you have our audio piped in?
I sure do. I have it up and ready.
One of these times we're going to get it.
We're at
16.0. Yeah, that was weak this week.
Oh, so we're doing five. That's one more than normal.
Yes.
Cool.
Wait, what? We're doing an extra pick?
Yeah, Jordan just threw that out.
Oh,
we've been extra good this week.
And I only have...
I don't think I can handle
three
this.
Written down, so I got to do some research.
You can figure it out. It's simple.
So how do I get more time? I want to go last.
You go last.
Yeah.
So Garmin, I'd say me or Garmin could probably go first. Whoever you want, Garmin.
Yeah, you guys figure it out.
I'll go.
Which way are we going around?
Well, Garmin, then me, then David, then you.
Pick is in.
Got that ready, too.
Pick is in.
So I'm going to defer to Jordan to make sure I'm doing everything correctly.
Yep.
But I would like this gear from Santa. I want the Infinity Gauntlet with all six Infinity Stones. Yep.
Good call.
So what? You can kill half the people just if you're having a bad day?
Not only that, but if you think about it, if you watch the movie, he's got the Reality Stones. So like, what if I'm just sitting on my couch? Yeah. I'm like, pizza.
You can control, time, space.
Exactly. So I'm like, this Saturday's taking too long.
The guidelines, let's Saturday. Just say no item.
Do Monday.
It's true.
Fast forward it.
No item bigger than, a car.
Right.
And you can have, pets.
Oh yeah, I got a pet on my list.
Okay,
but yes, Infinity Gauntlet with I think those Infinity Stones are just so cute, and it's going to look really good this Christmas season.
It's going to light up like a Christmas tree.
So my pick is in. Takes a while for the card to get in. I'm going to go with the Barbasol can from Press Kark, and it has the dinosaur DNA in it.
Nice!
So I get all the dinosaur DNA, which I'm sure I could either obviously
sell for millions,
billions of dollars.
Get a hold of Elon. He's probably got something going.
Make my own dinosaurs.
You're not smart enough
to
make your own dinosaurs. You're selling it.
So am I up now?
David's up.
All right. Awesome. I think I got something.
Okay.
I want, and I don't know if this is a correct term or not,
mm-hmm.
but I'm going to call it the tumbler. AKA the Batmobile from The Dark Knight.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Nice.
Yeah. I want to, like, drive around in that thing.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Pretty cool.
And, like, you know, do cool stuff.
Cool, cool, cool.
Jumping from rooftops as you chase the Joker.
So that was a good pick, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Definitely.
Off to a hot start in the draft, the 16.0.
You got
to
go big with your first pick.
Do they do call it the Tumbler, though, right?
Yeah, it's a Tumbler.
Yeah. But it's Batmobile.
All right. Did you already play it, Jordan?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going with my first pick. A Jedi lifesaver. Because obviously in South Park they've proven that you can hijack French ships with them.
That's true.
Ooh, a lightsaber.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I think it's just
small impression.
Small impression. I think it'd be cool.
Oh, lightsaber.
All right. Okay. Then my second pick.
Snorted. That was good.
Is in. And I'm going with the Iron Man suit.
Nice. Which one? The first one? Or the nanotechnology?
The nanotechnology one.
The one that Jordan has a problem with.
The biggest flaw in Avengers.
What is the nanotechnology one?
Like, his suit is nanotechnology. So, like, he presses the chest and, like, it just
comes from nowhere.
It's little tiny nanotech. Yeah. But, like, I was making fun of him over the weekend. It's like, he has no problem with, like, Doctor Strange, like, stopping time.
Yep. Yeah.
I don't believe this nanotech.
It's just like he pressed his little button and then
he's Iron Man.
But the thing, nanotechnology is a real thing.
Not to that degree, but there is.
Yes.
Just call.
It's more medical BS. Field, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. So,
all right.
Iron Man suit.
I'm up. Mm-hmm. Pick is in. Reluctantly.
I love your picks, David.
I want that armband that Predator has.
The self-destruct armband?
Well, doesn't he, like, do stuff with it?
You want to be able to blow yourself up?
Oh, yes, that's what I want. I thought he, like, killed people with it.
I mean, he's got the shoulder blaster. Why wouldn't you want, like, the mask?
Why wouldn't you want the helmet? Give me the helmet, then.
I mean, can you just take his body, just not the face?
It because he's, like, 6'8". You don't have an alien head.
I was going for a cool pick, and I failed badly.
It's like you're picking the...
Yeah, I want the self-destruct, because this world's so messed up, I'm just going to start it over.
How do you blow up a hospital?
Yeah.
You don't blow up the whole world. It just blows up like they could probably blow up this town.
Well, everyone in the hospital.
We're starting over. That's what I want.
All right. As a backup, you never know.
That was bad. Sorry.
So, my second pick is I want the Book of Secrets from National Treasure.
Mm. Ooh,
that would be fun to know.
I want
to
know all the dark secrets of the U.S.
Like the aliens?
In the world, yeah.
I've been secretly working with them for years. I like that. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Garmin, you're up?
Yep. I have this written down, so I need to make sure I remember it exactly. From the first Fast and the Furious movie, yes. I want Dominic Toretto's 1968 Dodge Charger.
That's a pretty good one.
At the end there, you know, you'll live my life a quarter mile at a time.
And he gets smoked by a train.
He does. But yeah, I want that Dodge Charger.
So... Does anybody have anything from Gone in 60 Seconds?
No, I was trying to think of the name of that car. But
Shelby.
Eleanor.
Yeah. Eleanor.
That's right.
The name of it's Eleanor.
Yep. And then it's me again?
Yeah.
Okay. I want my third pick. John Wick's puppy, pre-murder. Spoilers. Cool.
Yeah.
I want that. It's a cute little beagle. Before it dies.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. For sure. All right. My third pick. I want the neutralizer for Men in Black.
Mm. Ooh.
Yes.
Oh, if I had a dollar for every time I wish I had that. Forget.
Good pick, Jordan.
Thanks, David.
As I frantically try and find
sure
picks.
Yours will be good, too.
Oh, yeah. Throw it to me.
All right.
I want the DeLorean from Back to the Future.
A functioning?
No, just the one that doesn't work. Yeah, that's the one I want. Even though I've never seen that movie in its entirety.
Yeah. Your garage is going to be full.
Yeah, see, I don't even get... Yeah. But yes, that's what I want.
Yeah.
The DeLorean.
Cool.
Runs on garbage, very fuel efficient.
Yep.
I don't know what I'm going to pick. I'm drawing a blank. I had like three other things in my head. Yes. I am going to go with... We'll just go with the superhero theme here. I want Captain America's shield.
Because
that would be cool.
That would be cool.
throw it, and it just comes back to you.
I wanted that, but I decided since I went with the Infinity Gauntlet, but no, that's good.
Yeah,
it's good.
Good pick, Philly.
Oh, I got two in a row.
Oh, I will go with
$1 million
from the movie Richie Rich.
We'll go with just because this was one of my dream cars. It was the last one that Paul Walker was in when they're driving through L.A. when they're trying to find that. His Nissan GTR. Because I've always been like kind of a fan of that car, so that would be a nice little present waiting in my driveway or garage.
It'd be very nice.
Yeah,
bring it on. Let's go.
David's got a good one.
Here we go. And this isn't good because I'm sure this is going to be like, you guys are going to think it's stupid. I want the golden gun.
No, it's pretty good.
That's good. From James Bond.
That is good.
And if I remember correctly, in GoldenEye, in the video game, when you shoot people, it kills them one shot. So
a lot of guns can do that.
And it's also gold.
Yeah.
So if you want to, a lot of guns are good at that. If you shot them in the leg, though, they're like, well,
odd job. You're like right there in the head.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, if you really need some cash, it's gold, so you can just sell it. So,
yeah. Cool.
Golden gun.
Golden gun.
Cool. All right. My third pick. Actually, is it my fourth pick? My fourth pick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I just had four.
Yep. I'm going to go with the Like Mike shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So, I think you're putting together the best draft.
Because I thought about it.
Can you give us? Yeah. Yeah, you did.
Can you give us your
draft up to this point?
So, I have so far the Book of Secrets.
Yes.
National Treasure.
Awesome.
The Neutralizer.
Yes, that's awesome.
The Barbasol can with dinosaur DNA.
Great.
Obviously. And what was my, the Like My Shoes.
So you'll be able to play basketball. You can make dinosaurs.
Be in the NBA.
And you know all the secrets of U.S. dirty.
And you can make people forget everything else. Wow. You will rule the world.
I know. Even though Garmin has an Infinity Gauntlet.
But, I do. But I'm using it more to make pizza and stuff when I'm bored. And then just out the universe.
So if you have an Infinity Gauntlet, you can just make pizza show up.
Well, like, because the reality stone, you can alter reality. So, like, just alter it, and then there it is. And then I can rewind time and eat it again.
So you can just do whatever you want.
Yeah, with the Infinity Gauntlet, you can pretty much do it.
Did you see Avengers 4?
Yeah, but
all these superhero movies and stuff.
Oh, shut up.
Did you see the trailer?
I did not. No, I saw it came out.
Yeah.
I saw a trailer for King of Monsters
today. Did you see the new one?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I thought of you a thousand times.
Yeah, I thought Garmin has...
That trailer is better than the first movie.
Garmin has a never-ending smile.
It's got Godzilla more in it.
Oh, it's so... Oh, God.
Continue. Sorry, I interrupted.
Yeah, that's all right.
Garmin's up.
Okay. Picks in. I'm going to take a page out of Philly's book, and I want Batman's armored suit from Batman v Superman. Because even if that movie's not that good,
too heavy.
That suit is awesome.
Way too heavy.
It's pretty cool.
Not nanotechnology.
No lateral movement.
No, but it's got like kryptonite countermeasure, so I can stop Superman whenever that becomes a problem.
Yeah. All right.
My last pick is going to be my lamest pick, but I love this movie. I want Ryan Gosling's Scorpion jacket.
Oh, dude, I have it on my list
from Drive.
Oh. That was on my list. That's my last pick.
I absolutely love that movie.
That's a sweet movie.
And I'm like, that would just, like, on me, it would look so dumb. But it's a cool jacket.
That's my thing. There's a difference between Ryan Gosling and us.
Yeah, for sure.
There's a big difference.
Okay. So, my last pick, I have to pivot, is going to be the videotape from The Ring.
Why?
I just want to destroy someone's life.
Not just one person's, like everyone's life.
Yeah, I just want to start something.
Actually, you won't be able to do anything because I don't know who you're going to get to watch a VHS tape.
Some kid.
Whoa.
Yeah, so that's my last pick.
All of them were so good and that last one was so dark.
I have other ones, but that was the funniest one.
All right, bring it on. I'll be honest, I found this one about 2 minutes ago. I want the translation collar from Up that goes around his dog.
That's a pretty good one.
And I put it around all my mink.
That's even darker.
Yeah. So they could tell you how
and I would
you
see
are.
How much they hate me.
Don't kill me.
Yeah, that's pretty much what they said.
We enjoy living, please.
Master.
Yeah, it would make life a lot harder because I would have a feeling.
You have a wonderful build.
Yeah. Yeah, to see if like they hate me or whatever. So I'm sure they do.
They probably hate you.
Yeah. So that's what I want.
Philly, what superhero thing you got?
Nope, I'm going with the pill and Limitless.
Yeah. Good one. Yeah. I thought you were going to say Matrix.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah. So that enables that one part of your brain that you supposedly have that doesn't develop in 90s.
Yeah, like you access the other like 97% of your brain that you don't use.
That Bradley Cooper vehicle.
Yeah.
How was that movie?
That was all right.
Yes, it was all right.
Yeah. Pretty decent.
Until the pill about kills him.
Yeah.
Because it's like too much.
Well, yeah, there has to be
too much of one.
There has to be a fall in the movie, and then they're like, it's giving you cancer. Or something.
Spoiler alert.
I don't really.
Tonight we have told you how that Santa's not real and that how Limitless ends.
Yep.
Sorry, everybody.
A few things on my list that we didn't pick.
Mm-hmm.
The game Jumanji.
Ooh, why?
I had fun.
Oh, nice.
No.
Sorry. Bumblebee.
Oh, yeah.
Optimus, dude.
Inception, the dream machine in Inception.
You know what's really funny?
You really thought this through, and this is very good.
I picked the top. I had that on my list.
Yeah.
The spinning top to see if it's real.
So I could figure out if it was real.
Do you think it's real at the end or a dream?
He said it's real.
So it falls?
He said.
Christopher Nolan.
I like that movie. It's a good movie.
And The Elder Wand.
Movies are my weak spot.
Or Invisibility.
Yeah, okay. So this, like, okay. The Elder Wand. I want to go on a rant for like 5 seconds.
A lot of movies I watch are like, war movies. So.
Three.
Troy watched all the Harry Potter movies, and at the end, I always make fun of this. Why does Harry destroy the Elder Wand?
Because he's dumb.
Because he's an idiot.
Yeah.
Didn't he break it in half and throw it in
the
wall?
He throws it off a bridge. The most powerful wand in all the world that can make you the most powerful
wizard. He breaks it because he doesn't want anybody else
like Frodo getting rid of the ring? He's like, doesn't trust him with it?
No, it doesn't corrupt you. It just makes you the most powerful person in the world. He's like, I don't want that power. I'm like, shut up, Harry.
And he doesn't want anybody else.
Something that powerful shouldn't break that easy.
I agree.
Yeah, you shouldn't be able to break it like a twig.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Should be like really hard to break.
Yeah.
Well, that was our draft 16.0.
Mm-hmm.
If there was something you wanted for Christmas that you didn't get, let us know.
Would you rather?
What you got?
Would you rather be able to eat whatever you want, but it has the same nutritional value as like vegetables?
Ooh.
Interesting. Get to adjust your athletic skills like Madden credit player.
Oh. Wow.
I don't know what that does for me now.
Does that stick to, like no matter what sport, it's not just football, right?
Yep. So speed or...
So I could be 99 overall everything.
Yeah.
Where I'm at in my life currently, go ahead and just give me the food thing. Because like I don't need athletic achievement right now. I'm good.
You don't want to like kill open gym?
That'd be fun for like a day.
No.
I mean, yeah. But
like I said,
I mean, I would love to like eat pizza, but be super like good looking and healthy and supposed to super fat like I am.
I mean, straight out of high school, give me the athletic ability because then like, you can go.
Well, when I'm in high school, give me 99 overall everything. Yeah.
But now, since I'm a dad and I got my dad bod, might as well just eat anything and it has the nutrition value.
Yeah, but you can like, I guess I didn't say that, but
what?
You can always adjust like your height and weight.
I guess that's true.
So you can have the best of both worlds.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can increase your stamina. You
but
can
I only said athletic ability.
I'm going to stick with the food.
Okay.
I like that.
Food.
I would have too.
So. Do we have overrated, underrated tonight? What do you got over there, producer Jordan?
We do. Let's take a break and then we'll come back and finish some stuff.
Sounds good. We'll be right back.
Don't miss the third annual Fort Recovery Radio Christmas show on Wednesday night, December 19th, starting at 7. As we have the past 2 years, we'll be raising money for local families and great local causes. There'll be lots of special guests, lots of silliness, and lots of fun. Tune in on PortRecoveryRadio.com, or you can watch the craziness on Facebook Live that night.
In our first two Christmas shows, we helped raise over $40,000, and we were able to help several local families who were suffering through hardships, and the people of the Fort Recovery area responded very generously. This year, there are again families going through tough times, and we will do all we can to help them out. You can bring any donations by the new Fort Recovery Radio studio at 201 North Wayne Street that night, or you can mail them to Fort Recovery Radio, Post Office Box 541, Fort Recovery. You can make your donations tax deductible by making a check out to Fort Recovery Community Foundation and put Fort Recovery Radio Christmas on the memo line. So if you want to be entertained by real talent, along with a hefty dose of silliness, be sure you're watching on Facebook Live or listening on FortRecoveryRadio.com on Wednesday evening, December 19th, starting at 7 o'clock.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4848.
Clinchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at clinchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Clinchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs. Feeling hungry but don't want to make it yourself? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and they'll make it for you. They're now open every day. Whether it's their pizza, wings, salads, subs, or other sandwiches that you want, just let them do the work. And you don't want to miss their Friday lunch buffet with their famous pizza, wings, and salad bar from 11 to 1. Their Queen of Hearts drawing will be every Saturday afternoon at 3:30, so be sure to get out there and get your tickets for your chance to win. And now's the time to get your lanes reserved for birthday parties and other events. That's Miracle Lanes. Call them at 375-4274. Our Indians teams each have a game with Parkway this week. The Lady Indians will host the Lady Panthers on Thursday, and Fort Recovery Radio will bring you both the JV and varsity games. Then on Friday, the boys will travel to Rockford, and Fort Recovery Radio will again bring you the JV and varsity games. Only one game each for the boys and girls this week. Girls will host the Parkway Panthers at Portside Fieldhouse on Thursday. Boys will play at Parkway on Friday. Get to these games to help cheer on our Indians teams. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're back. It's the practice squad. Give us a call, 419-516-0702, or follow us on Twitter at FR Practice Squad. It's time for everybody's favorite segment.
Did it. Did, did, did.
Overrated or underrated? Jordan, what do we have for this week? Because we rely on you for all of our show's content.
All right. So, overrated or underrated? Three Musketeers.
Movie or candy bar?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Both.
In the movie, we're going to go with the one in like the 90s. Both? With Charlie Sheen.
Overrated. I'm going to go... Both overrated.
I'm going to go... I've never seen the movie.
Obviously.
So I'm going to... Three Musketeers is the worst candy bar out there.
Oh, like, man.
Dude, but, well, not the worst. Almond Joys is worse.
Almond Joys is, but like, if you're going trick-or-treating, you're picking...
Neil's like, what?
Picking,
Almond Joys is an old man's
You're picking
candy
your Snickers out, yeah. Your Twix, your Butterfinger, your Reese's, and then, like, you're like, all right, okay, now my Three Musketeers are
left. Name me a worse candy bar than Almond Joy. Go.
Whatchamacallit.
Whatchamacallit is better than Almond Joy.
Whatchamacallit is better.
I don't know. I mean,
could you be more disappointed if you got an Almond Joy from, like, it's the worst.
Okay, you say Almond Joy or Three Musketeers?
Almond Joy is worse than Three Musketeers.
Anything with coconut.
Yeah.
Coconut is gross.
But Three Musketeers are not good. It's very boring, very airy.
Yeah, it's too light.
Too much air. Yeah,
it's like a McLuffy
like
in the mouth.
Commercials, like, it will float away from you. Yeah. It'll be like, good, go away.
Yeah. It's very airy.
Come back with a Snickers.
All right. I don't
like how fluffy it is.
You really stirred up some emotions, yeah. Jordan.
All right, Three Musketeers.
Overrated.
In fact, I don't even know that you could call it overrated. It shouldn't even be rated.
Mm-hmm. It's a garbage bar.
It's a garbage bar.
All right.
It absolutely is.
Moving on. Worst.
It's like they forgot an ingredient.
I hit a...
Struck a chord.
All right. Overrated, underrated, the Army-Navy game.
Underrated. Yeah.
I kind of enjoy the
how many seconds
the hype
did anybody watch that game?
Five seconds. And just the camaraderie, the pageantry, and like the president's there, and they're in their cadet uniforms, and it's always that week when
you pay attention. How much?
Not much.
I watched like 3 quarters.
They run triple options and stuff.
Yeah, overrated.
Yeah, the quality of football is overrated, but the pageantry and the hype surrounding it, I think is under. I think it's cool. I do like that.
No, I do. And then also, like, the past, like, 5 years, they've gotten, each side's gotten, like, really cool uniforms.
And it's, yeah. And it's always on that Saturday when all the games are over. So it's, like, the only game to watch, really.
Yeah.
Besides, like, the D2 championship or something that was
on. Well, that was the playoff games, D2 playoffs.
Okay. D2 playoffs.
No, I say underrated. I like that game.
Yeah, I do too.
Because usually, like,
and it's kind of different type of football because of the offenses.
It is. It's like the, it's
a lot of white people.
That game has been trapped in time. And, like, those offenses won't change.
Typically, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't watch it, so.
Yeah.
All right.
So you're not allowed to have an opinion because you don't give it a chance.
Because I think it's overrated, that's why.
Mm.
Your face is overrated.
Underrated because I support our troops.
Yeah, me too.
Army-Navy game.
Underrated.
All right, overrated or underrated? Malls.
Ooh. Overrated.
Oh, overrated because I can't stand being around a large group of people, really, that are just, like, obnoxious. Like, they just, I don't know.
Overrated, but it's going to be, like, a loss, like, because they're all going to go out of business.
Yeah, so, like, we went, I don't know, what was that, a couple months ago, we took my dad, like, our whole family went to Topgolf, and then we went to Tri-County Mall.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we're talking, like, Saturday afternoon.
Tri-County Mall is dead.
I know.
Dude.
It is dead, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know, I don't really go to a lot of malls. All I know is that...
You don't hang out at the mall food court?
No, I'm not a mall rat. I don't know. I just, like, that place was, like, it was depressing.
Yeah.
Walking through there.
That place was dying.
Well, see, I'd rather be that way than have a bunch of people than they're just, like, cutting and button and nudging you.
I told my parents, I said, if we had gone to like Kenwood Mall or something like that, I bet that would be packed. Like, I've been there Christmas shopping before, and that place is bonkers.
Yeah, it's just going to be, I agree, it's overrated. I don't even like going to malls, but
me neither.
I think it's going to be sad someday when they all go out of business and they don't exist.
So when you go shopping?
I heard that Muncie Mall was going out of business.
When you go shopping, would you rather
just all the
go,
big stores are closing.
Are they?
Yeah. Would you done. Rather go to places that are far apart from each other?
I'll just go on to Amazon.
No, it was nice how they were all right there.
I'll just go to Amazon. Like, I don't care.
Online shopping's
online
a thing.
Shopping. All right. Gotcha.
For people like me that don't like to be, like, go out and mess with, like, a large group of people, like, you know, then...
Like, when you go to a mall, like, you're setting aside, like, half a day, if not a whole day.
Not even.
To do something like that.
Well, I mean,
people who want to go to malls, and I don't care for that. I will buy everything I need off Amazon.
I don't think malls will completely disappear, but, like, there will be a lot of them that will be not around anymore.
Garmin gets his... Infinity Gauntlet.
Oh, yeah. He can do whatever
he
wants.
Once the drone delivery becomes a real thing, I'll never leave my house.
That's true. That will be probably the death of malls once that happens. All right. Overrated or underrated? Oatmeal.
Overrated.
Overrated. Not even rated.
Underrated.
Hate oatmeal.
Ooh, you like oatmeal?
Mm-hmm.
Do you make oatmeal typically, Garmin?
I do.
Like instant oatmeal or like the long kind of oatmeal?
No, instant oatmeal. I like strawberries and cream. It's good. Like when it's cold out and like you get oatmeal, it's not bad.
I'm going to go with overrated because it tastes like nothing and it's bland and it's chewy and it's gross.
Get different oatmeal, bro.
That's not my first choice of breakfast.
You're getting like garbage oatmeal.
Overrated. All right, oatmeal.
Overrated,
underrated. Sean McVay in a re-clips.
I bet you're gonna say
Sean McVay and what?
Just interview clips.
Overrated.
Overrated.
I say underrated because I watched Marvin Lewis versus him.
That's true.
So that's my argument. I will blow those out of proportion, but
it's gonna get annoying once he starts losing.
Yeah.
Doug Tift from DC also says oatmeal is awesome.
Oatmeal is awesome.
But it's kind of cool how he can, like, he scouts, like, every single player from a defense. It's,
every team does that.
Okay, but when Marvin Lewis is asked questions, he doesn't even know he's on his own team.
Yeah. Dude, Marv has checked out completely.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
he's so done.
I get, like, it's overrated where people are like, oh, Sean McVay.
Marv can't even.
He knows the whole defense that he's facing against. Every coach knows the whole defense.
Do they?
Yeah, they do. I don't think they might not.
I've watched every single Marvin Lewis press conference this year, and he refuses to answer any question. He sits down going, I can't remember everything from the game, so I might not be able to answer all your questions.
He can't remember the game that just happened a second ago.
Yes.
I don't know. I had my back turned. Dude, I'm so busy coaching the defense.
He's on to Oakland, dude.
Yeah, so in that context, I'm going to say it's properly rated. Right. I mean, it's getting old, though, because, like, yes, he knows what he's doing.
Overrated or underrated Hobby Lobby?
I don't think I've ever...
As a male?
Never been to a Hobby Lobby.
Overrated.
Underrated.
You like Hobby Lobby.
What's that Hobby
Every
Lobby?
Every time I go in there, they have, like, cool stuff that I'm like... They have, like, treasures, stuff treasure you don't chest. Need. I'm like, I don't need it, but these are cool.
What have you actually bought at Hobby Lobby? You bought stuff?
A lot of gifts that people don't want, but I buy them because they're cool.
Clients are.
All right, we have a call.
Who do we have?
Hey, this is Doug Tipps from Washington, D.C.
Hi, Doug. How are you today?
I'm fantastic.
I've heard you want to defend oatmeal.
I do, but I have a matter before that.
Okay.
Hobby Lobby is like it's absolute torture. It might be the worst place on earth.
It is.
Have you ever been to Home Goods?
Yeah.
Like the spinoff of it?
Yeah.
Oh my God! It's like If you go in there with your wife or girlfriend, whomever, it's at least 2 hours.
I have told Tori that this is the worst place on earth. It's like a bunch of furniture strewn about. You don't know how to get it. Like, if you want to buy it, it's like, what do? Do I just carry this table over my shoulder out of here? Like, all the aisles are too close together. You just start running into people. I'm trying to look at my phone and see what the score of the game is, and you just, like, run into someone because you're your head down. It is the worst place in the world.
The aisles are too close together, so people are, like, trying to get by.
Yep.
And you're like, oh, yeah, let me get by with this recliner. I'm trying to...
it's like, the worst.
I accidentally knocked the leg off the recliner as it goes fast.
Yep.
Crap. Okay, I guess I'm not getting that.
Yep.
Yeah, anyway. So, I am calling in to defend oatmeal and Fiber One. I heard you guys were making fun of Fiber One.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, breakfast cereal, Fiber. You see rabbit turds, a.k.a. Fiber One. Because I believe it was the first time I ever met you. You had the Kramer t-shirt. And you came over to my room and we were playing, like, Madden or something. And I was eating, like, a bowl of dope. CT Crunch or something. Something with flavor. And you're like, oh, well, I prefer Fiber One. And I was like,
get out.
You get out of here.
Who is this guy? So,
by the way,
please.
The Kramer shirt is still inside the queue, I think.
Yeah.
We left it up there.
You took it off to put on your witness t-shirt that we bought. It's still laying under seat like 307 at the queue somewhere. Defend Fiber One, please. I want to hear this because there's no way you can defend Fiber One.
So Fiber One is like the ideal base. It's basically like toast. If you get toast and then you put some jam on it, this is like the cereal equivalent of that. Like your baseline, and then you toss some bananas in there. You toss a little bit of fruit.
You should not have to add stuff to your cereal product. It's not the point. It should be in the box.
But what, like tricks? The tricks just come with different varieties.
I got berries. I got watermelon.
Yeah, it comes with numerous cancer-causing dyes.
Yeah, just everything you would ever want right there.
Yeah, no. Exactly. Yeah.
And it's so versatile. Fiber One, they have the bar. They have all different all different varieties. Just like oatmeal. It's very versatile.
The more pressure you put on it, it forms into bars and just like coagulates together.
The utility player.
Yeah. I'll never agree with you there, but make a so is this a defense for Fiber One and oatmeal? Do you have a defense for oatmeal as well, or you just...
Well, oatmeal is even more versatile. I mean, oatmeal is like you can have it with milk in there. You can have it with water in there.
Some people put honey in there. Yeah. My dad does. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like you can have it in the middle of the day. It could be a morning food.
Yeah,
it's pretty versatile. It might be.
You could put it in your dog's bowl.
Yeah, your dog can eat it. Absolutely. Yeah, Doug, I don't think you like flavor.
I don't think
you've ever liked flavor, but it's okay. You've always been healthier than me, and I'll give you that. I'll give you that. That always all worked for your lefty jump hook too. That was, it gave you strength
that
for
is
that.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Bread and butter.
Hey, real quick, is Hugh Jackson going to be the coach next year for the Bengals?
If I were a betting man, I'd say yes.
So depressing.
What should I do if that happens?
Eat more Fiber One.
Yeah. I would suggest eating Fiber One.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I don't know. Well, okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for the depressing end to that phone call, Doug. I really appreciate you calling in, man.
All right. See you guys.
All right. Yeah, that guy needs to lighten up his breakfast game.
As a single individual, is this why I don't know of Hobby Lobby and any of these stores?
It is a place you have to go to.
I have no need to ever go.
Yeah. Like, you know, you'll be out shopping and your wife wants to get some knickknacks at Hobby Lobby.
Right.
And there's no worse...
I can't correlate to that.
...place. Like, there's no worse... Like, he brought up Home Goods. That is the worst place. Have you guys ever been to Home Goods?
Yes. Nope. I've been to one in Cincinnati.
Do you like it?
No.
It's horrible.
Is it like a Hobby Lobby? Like,
it's like a furniture store, but with aisles and crap everywhere. But women think they're getting sweet deals. So it's like they just jump on top of each other fighting over an ottoman.
And this time of year, it's full of, like, Christmas decorations that are a crafty...
Right.
So, yeah, and I agree. I go into the same, go in with the same mindset of this is going to be horrible. But I always end up, like, finding the aisle of, like, cool treasure chests or birdhouses. I'm like, oh, this stuff's kind of cool.
Birds would love this house.
Yeah, look at this house.
Yeah, I think that place is the spawn of the devil, but that's just me.
I don't think we have a lot
there's
of people.
There's probably a row.
Otherwise, there are probably people calling in.
Yeah.
You don't know. Hobby Lobby is dope.
It's also closed on Sundays, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Hobby Lobby and Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A, yeah.
Okay. Got any more of those? Or
I got, let's do one more.
Okay.
Let me open it back up. Let's do overrated, underrated. Dak Prescott.
Ooh, interesting. I don't know if we've ever done a sports player before.
I don't think we have.
What?
He's very average.
Overrated.
Overrated.
Properly rated.
Yeah. It might be. Because he's with the Dallas Cowboys, he's overrated. If he was like the Bengals quarterback, people wouldn't like him nearly as much.
It was his rookie season that set it off. He's now.
Do you think the Cowboys regret that? Like kicking Tony Romo out? I guess he was old.
Nah, they were like 13-3, man. The way he was playing, he had like the best rookie season of all time.
Dak, it's pretty hard to regret. Yeah, you're right.
And your aging quarterback was hurt. Like now, I'm sure they're probably like, man, I wish we had Romo, but who knows? Romo like was so hurt,
he couldn't get through a season at that point anyway.
Right. So I'm just gonna say properly rated because I don't think anyone thinks he's anything
overrated.
Super special.
All right.
Would you rather?
One bonus, would you rather?
One bonus. Just pay attention.
Before we call it another week on week 14 or 15 or whatever.
So I'm going to go through this because none of us picked these. But would you rather? So I'm going to say would you rather, and then I'm going to kind of throw a couple objects out there to get to the final thing that we would rather have.
Okay.
All right.
I have no idea what you mean, but I'll figure it out.
So would you rather have Air Bud as your dog?
Okay.
Or like a robot that you built that's like your best friend?
Air Bud.
Oh, like, robot.
Or like Arf on
kind of like Arf. Yeah.
Air Bud. I'm going Air Bud.
You know how hard it's going to be to talk a coach into playing Air Bud on your football team.
Like, are we creating a team here? Because I think I just want a cool dog.
Yeah. Oh, like you just want to throw a football with him?
Yeah. Or like have a, like, you know.
Does Air Bud talk?
No. He shoots free throws and stuff with his nose.
So would you rather have Air Bud or Ted? Like the teddy bear, Ted.
Oh, Ted. Oh,
Ted.
Ted for sure.
Air Bud.
Air Bud.
No, Ted.
Would you rather have Ted? This is a layup. Would you rather have Ted or a dire wolf?
A dire wolf.
Dire wolf.
Duh. Figure that'd be the way.
Is that what you wanted to have? But a dire wolf would be awesome.
Yeah. That would be pretty sweet.
Yeah. So that's our show for this week. The Bengals play, Garmin, help me out, the Raiders.
Raiders, yep.
Hopefully they lose and continue to fire their coach and get a better draft pick. The Browns play Denver.
Denver Saturday night, 8 p.m.
And if they win, they will be even more insufferable than they already are.
Yes.
And Titans.
They play the New York football Giants.
Oh, man. So a lot of football left. A lot of playoff implications coming up. So there will be some exciting football to watch. We wish everybody a good week. And next week, the week before Christmas?
Yeah.
So we'll probably have a Christmassy-related episode next week.
Like Christmas gifts?
We'll have to figure out. We probably won't do a Christmas Eve.
Probably won't.
And then also the week after that is
New Year's Eve. So we'll probably have a show next Monday.
So we'll have to see.
Okay.
Figure it out.
Yep.
We'll probably post some on that Twitter account. Follow along at FR Practice Squad, you know, and keep you loyal listeners in the know. So for David Schmidt, producer Jordan Stogler, Craig Garmin, and Troy Metzger, everybody have a great week. Talk to you next week.